SBS Radio.
May 2 taon na simula na nagsara ang factory ng sasakyang Ford sa Geelong sa Australia. Sa Victoria, ang pagsara ay naging bahagi ng pagtatapos sa industriya ng pagmanupaktura ng sasakyan sa Australia. Sa pagsara, maraming manggagawang naharap sa walang kasiguruhan para sa kanilang hinaharap. Ating kamustahin ang ilan sa kanila sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa labas ng nakapakong pintuan ng NADIM Commission na Ford Factory sa Geelong, inalala ng matagal ng mga naging empleyado ng kumpanya na si Tony Anderson at Henry Fuller ang magandang alalala ng may kirot sa puso.
We walk through these doors and to see them all boarded up now, it's a bit of a shame, but people move on and times change.
And I remember it's the company you wanted a job for virtually the rest of your life.
That's correct, and that's what I thought, and a lot of other people thought they would have here. It was good while it lasted, and I don't regret too many things. I learned a lot of job skills here.
Patuloy na naghahanap ng trabaho si Tony Anderson. Umaasa siya na makakuha siya ng isang adult apprenticeship. Ngunit sinimulan na ni Henry Fuller ang panibagong career. Matapos ang mahigit na 30 taong nagtatrabaho sa loob ng factory ng Ford, kung saan anya'y bibihira siyang nasinaga ng araw, nagigilaw siya ngayon sa bagong trabaho kung saan siya'y nagmamaneho ng pampasaherong bus.
I found it quite difficult to get moving into another job. But once I got moving into it, things were fine. I just had to learn all the different processes that the bus driving companies have, which are different to Ford's, but some of the principles are the same.
Mahigit sa 60% ng mga manggagawa sa nasabing plant ang nakahanap na ng panibagong trabaho. At marami ang nagbenepisyo mula sa suportang inihatid ng Geelong Skills and Jobs Center. Si Bob Hope ay nagtatrabaho bilang tagapagpayo o advisor sa nasabing center at nasaksihan niya ang marami ng tagumpay.
Percentage-wise, we've got a majority of ex-workers into work or having an outcome that was suitable to them, i.e. could be retirement or work, or there's a minority now looking for work.
Sinabi ng Union para sa dating mga manggagawa, tunay na naging magandang resulta ng inihatid na tulong sa Geelong. Pinuri ito ng Australian Manufacturing Workers Union Assistant Secretary Paul DeFilis.
It's a good job that was done, and it's still ongoing. There are still some companies, automotive component companies, that are sort of still battling to whether they stay open or not. And I think there's one or two that potentially on the edge.
Habang ang pagkawala ng trabaho sa sektor ng pagmanipaktura ay naging malaking dagok para sa Geelong, unti-unti itong nakabangon at ngayon umaakit ng mga bagong residente. Ayon sa Deputy Mayor ng City of Greater Geelong, Peter Maherly, ang mas murang halaga ng bahay sa Geelong kung ihahambing sa Melbourne ang isa sa mga dahilan ng lumalaking bilang ng populasyon sa lugar.
It's because of the affordability that people want to come to Geelong. You know, they see the opportunity that Geelong offers for young families to set up here. The health and education is first rate.
Yan ang Deputy Mayor ng City of Greater Geelong, Peter Murray. Samantala, matapos mawala ng trabaho sa edad na 50 taong gulang, umaasa si Henry Fuller na ang karanasan niya ay magbibigay ng inspirasyon sa mga nawalan ng trabaho.
Well, I want them to know that you can move on. Change is not necessarily a bad thing, it's just a different thing. Use all the support networks that are available. Get advice from other people. Try to find out where the jobs that you might be suitable for are, and move on. Go for it.
Want to hear more stories like this? subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.